between the shareholders. Although there is a lot of paperwork involved, and a commitment to file annual accounts, the big benefit of incorporation is that it makes issuing shares to backers or employees far easier. Limited companies look respectable, and whether you're trying to woo investment or staff, it is generally easier if you're incorporated. Growing your business. I was once involved in a legal negotiation, at the end of which the other side's legal bill came in at over £1 million. Mine totaled £25,000. This was because I'd agreed a fixed fee with my lawyer, and whenever I can, I always fix my costs. Never use professional services on an hourly or daily rate, because jobs will invariably take longer than the initial estimate. And when fees are several hundred pounds an hour, costs can skyrocket. When I found out that it's standard practice for an architect's fee to be 6% of the build cost, I searched for an architect who would work on a flat fee. I was not going to reward someone if their project overran on timings and costs. It's not just professional fees I like to fix. All my mortgages are at fixed rates, or on cap-and-collar deals that limit the impact of interest rate changes. I'm probably no better off because of these deals, but they have given me security and allowed me to forecast my future profits accurately. Being a successful entrepreneur isn't just about starting a business, it's about growing a business. I always want to get a new business to the stage where it's as valuable without me involved as it is with me at the helm. I like to create wealth and then realize my investment. There are three ways to grow a business. Reduce your costs, find more customers, or get your existing customers to pay you more money. Reviewing the situation. Every entrepreneur needs to set aside time to take stock. In the early days, every month isn't too often, and as you move forward, every 3 months is probably about right. So set aside an afternoon or an evening when you will sit down and take a good, hard look at your business. Close monitoring of your growth usually leads to bigger profits. You should ask everyone who's close to the business to join you, your mentor, key members of staff, and perhaps your professional advisors, and let them know that you want to hear everything they've got to say, even if it's negative. At these regular meetings, you should go over and revise your original SWOT analysis. There are five key questions you should ask yourself. 1. What are we getting right? 2. What's not performing well enough? 3. What have we overlooked? 4. What have we learnt? 5. Where's the opportunity? What are we getting right? If there's something you know you're doing well, perhaps because of good customer feedback or because of better-than-expected sales figures, then work out why, and you can start doing more of the same in other areas. If you discover that one part of your business is particularly well managed, then you can either give that manager more responsibilities or ask other managers to replicate their techniques. What's not performing well enough? When you did your original fag packet analysis, and later when you wrote your business plan, you mapped out the shape and size of your business. Now is the time to examine those documents to see where reality is falling short of your predictions. It's time to be brutal. It might be your management skills that aren't cutting it, or your salesperson might not be up to the job. If you manage your stock well enough, it should be easy to see what's not selling. Is there a reason for that? And does that mean there are products and services you should stop offering, or put right? What have we overlooked? Is there something you set out to do, but that got lost along the way? It can be so easy to concentrate on what's going well, or to be so overwhelmed by sorting out the things that are going wrong, that sometimes even fundamental things get left by the wayside. This is your opportunity to do some housekeeping and make sure that nasty surprises aren't building up in forgotten corners of your business. What have we learnt? After a few months in business, you should know things about your capabilities, your product, your market, your customers, and your rivals that you didn't know when you started. Ask yourself if this means you need to adjust your business. I'll give you an example. One of the big lessons I learnt after I'd built a couple of health clubs was that building staircases and corridors was just as expensive per square foot as building usable space like fitness rooms and changing rooms. So, I asked my architect to design future clubs with as little dead space as possible. which saved tens of thousands of pounds each time we built a new club. It amazes me how often people tell me that they were doing all right until a rival launched, the market cooled, or any number of excuses that basically come down to one thing: they didn't move with the times. New businesses live and die on their ability to respond to change, and the more you harness what you've learnt, the greater your chance of success will be. Where's the opportunity? Staying plugged into your industry is absolutely crucial to make sure your company grows in the right direction. You should read every bit of literature relevant to your business and always be on the lookout for trends and changes in technology, the economy, or legislation that might have an impact. The clues to making your business a success are all around you. Some are buried in your sales figures. Some you'll find when you start networking at industry events. Others are plastered all over the newspapers. Wherever they are, it is your job to identify them and use them to grow your business. When Bannatyne Health Clubs acquired 24 clubs from Hilton Hotels in 2006, we discovered all kinds of inefficiencies in their operation. By making a few simple changes, not offering free towels and doing away with day passes for friends, we have massively improved the profitability of those clubs. If Hilton had applied the same rigor, they might have decided those clubs were too valuable to sell. Getting the most out of your customers. One of the simplest ways of growing your business is to get repeat business from the same clients. Part of your review should concentrate on finding ways to sell more of your company's products or services to the same customers. There is a very good reason for this. Acquiring new customers can take time and may only happen after a costly advertising campaign. You already know how to reach your existing customers, so all you have to work out is how to give them more of what they want. The best way to find out what they want is to ask them. I have a poster with my email address on it in each of my clubs. If my members can suggest something that I can improve or put right, then I want to know about it. One change that came from a member's